Variant 5.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Excuse me, but dogs are not allowed here. There's the sign, can't you see it?
Yes, I know, but I'm only here for a moment. I need to say a few words to my small brother. He's there on the swings, but he's so involved in playing that he can't see me at all.
The boy in a yellow cap and blue t-shirt?
No, the boy next to him. He's running to the merry-go-rounds. That one.
I see. Just wait outside with your dog and I'll tell your brother that you want to talk to him. Dialogue B.
Well, our patient looks much better this time. Let me take the dog. And you can sit down there on the couch.
Thanks. He feels better now and even plays with his toys, but he still doesn't eat well.
Don't worry. Poor appetite is a natural thing in his condition. I'll just examine his ears and eyes. Well, he's definitely getting better.
Should I still give him the pills?
Yes, for 2 more days, to be sure the infection is gone.
Dialogue C.
The note is wrong, James. Can't you hear it?
Sorry, do you want me to sing it again?
No, that's enough for singing today. You are probably too tired. You've been doing everything wrong. You sounded like a cat being pulled by the tail.
I'll practice it at home.
Yes, do please. And now we should spend some time on the rhythm exercises.
Dialogue D.
Just look. It's so cute, isn't it?
What exactly?
That little kitten. It's made from patches of fabric, and the eyes are polished buttons.
Yes, it's nice. But let's take a look at the wooden toys. They are there. On the opposite stalls. My great-grandfather used to make things like that.
Did he? Cute. Do you think the things displayed here are for sale or not? I mean, whether we can buy something or we can only admire them from a distance.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Excuse me, but dogs are not allowed here. There's the sign, can't you see it?
Yes, I know, but I'm only here for a moment. I need to say a few words to my small brother. He's there on the swings, but he's so involved in playing that he can't see me at all.
The boy in a yellow cap and blue t-shirt?
No, the boy next to him. He's running to the merry-go-rounds. That one.
I see. Just wait outside with your dog and I'll tell your brother that you want to talk to him. Dialogue B.
Well, our patient looks much better this time. Let me take the dog. And you can sit down there on the couch.
Thanks. He feels better now and even plays with his toys, but he still doesn't eat well.
Don't worry. Poor appetite is a natural thing in his condition. I'll just examine his ears and eyes. Well, he's definitely getting better.
Should I still give him the pills?
Yes, for 2 more days, to be sure the infection is gone.
Dialogue C.
The note is wrong, James. Can't you hear it?
Sorry, do you want me to sing it again?
No, that's enough for singing today. You are probably too tired. You've been doing everything wrong. You sounded like a cat being pulled by the tail.
I'll practice it at home.
Yes, do please. And now we should spend some time on the rhythm exercises.
Dialogue D.
Just look. It's so cute, isn't it?
What exactly?
That little kitten. It's made from patches of fabric, and the eyes are polished buttons.
Yes, it's nice. But let's take a look at the wooden toys. They are there, on the opposite stalls. My great-grandfather used to make things like that.
Did he? Cute. Do you think the things displayed here are for sale or not? I mean, whether we can buy something or we can only admire them from a distance.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы 2 раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение списка 1-6 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
As a child, I wanted to become a flight attendant. I adored the stewardesses' elegant uniforms and their graceful manners when they greeted the passengers on board and then offered them drinks. However, soon I found out that my dream could never come true. I get awfully airsick. To be a flight attendant, you need to keep your balance, even during turbulence, which I couldn't. And I went to the hairdresser's vocational school instead.
Speaker B. It was my mum's idea that I should find a summer job this year. I don't mind. I've decided to work in a pizzeria, which is not far from our house. I love pizza, and I believe I will be able to get it there for free if I work for them, won't I? And I don't think the work will be very tiring. I'll be either delivering pizza or serving the customers. I hope to earn enough not to bother my parents for pocket money for a while. Speaker C.
When we are small, we all dream about heroic or glamorous careers. When it's time to choose, we often prefer the options most people choose. A lot of my friends are studying in colleges to become managers and lawyers. But I'm not sure all of them will be able to find a job afterwards. There are too many managers and lawyers nowadays. It would be a good idea, I think, to study the trends on the job market first, and only after that to make any career decisions.
Speaker D. I was very happy when I was offered a job as a shop assistant. The shop is far from my house, but it didn't worry me too much. Now the situation is different. My working hours start very early, and to get to the place on time, I have to get up at 6 a.m. And I often arrive late anyway. Public transport does not always work well in the morning rush hours. Another thing I hate at my workplace is that there are so many people there. Sometimes I get very tired and I cannot hide my irritation with the customers. My boss, naturally, is not pleased with me for that. Speaker E.
It's really difficult to choose a career nowadays. Life is changing so rapidly that at any moment we may lose our job and have to get some other qualification. The ability to accept and learn new things is essential nowadays, and we should learn them quickly. Even if you are a brilliant specialist, you are never on safe ground if you stop learning.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
As a child, I wanted to become a flight attendant. I adored the stewardesses' elegant uniforms and their graceful manners when they greeted the passengers on board and then offered them drinks. However, soon I found out that my dream could never come true. I get awfully airsick. To be a flight attendant, you need to keep your balance, even during turbulence, which I couldn't. And I went to the hairdresser's vocational school instead.
Speaker B. It was my mum's idea that I should find a summer job this year. I don't mind. I've decided to work in a pizzeria, which is not far from our house. I love pizza, and I believe I will be able to get it there for free if I work for them, won't I? And I don't think the work will be very tiring. I'll be either delivering pizza or serving the customers. I hope to earn enough not to bother my parents for pocket money for a while. Speaker C.
When we are small, we all dream about heroic or glamorous careers. When it's time to choose, we often prefer the options most people choose. A lot of my friends are studying in colleges to become managers and lawyers. But I'm not sure all of them will be able to find a job afterwards. There are too many managers and lawyers nowadays. It would be a good idea, I think, to study the trends on the job market first, and only after that to make any career decisions.
Speaker D. I was very happy when I was offered a job as a shop assistant. The shop is far from my house, but it didn't worry me too much. Now the situation is different. My working hours start very early, and to get to the place on time, I have to get up at 6 a.m. And I often arrive late anyway. Public transport does not always work well in the morning rush hours. Another thing I hate at my workplace is that there are so many people there. Sometimes I get very tired and I cannot hide my irritation with the customers. My boss, naturally, is not pleased with me for that. Speaker E.
It's really difficult to choose a career nowadays. Life is changing so rapidly that at any moment we may lose our job and have to get some other qualification. The ability to accept and learn new things is essential nowadays, and we should learn them quickly. Even if you are a brilliant specialist, you are never on safe ground if you stop learning.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Тины и Кена. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Tina, it's nice to see you again.
Hi, Ken.
You haven't been to the gym for a while. I was starting to worry. Lots of my friends are getting flu now.
No, I'm perfectly well. We were out of the city for a week. That's why I missed our training sessions.
I see. And why are you wet? Is it raining outdoors?
It was. The rain caught me when I was coming to the sports centre. It came from nowhere, very brief but heavy. And now, look through the window. It's sunny again.
It often happens here in spring. The typical spring weather is very unstable. It may be sunny and quiet, then the wind comes, a shower, and then the sun again.
For me, it's the best type of weather. Changeable and unpredictable. I hate it when we have a long succession of rainy days in the autumn or constant heat in the summer.
Yeah, spring is my favourite too. It's a pity it's over so soon. In a few weeks, these green trees in the streets will not look so bright and fresh.
Right.
And where did you go, by the way? For a holiday, or was it a business trip?
Neither. We went camping with some friends.
Wow. Where did you camp? How was it?
Well, it was not far away from the city, actually. It would take you about half an hour to get there by car. If there was any road.
Did you walk to the campsite?
Yes, with a heavy rucksack. I felt hot, tired and miserable.
Oh dear.
Then it took us half of the day to set up tents. It turned out nobody in our party really knew how to do it.
Huh.
And to cap it all, it started to rain. And it rained for a few days.
Why didn't you head home if the weather was not good for camping?
My friends insisted that we should stay, because they hoped the weather would improve. But it didn't.
Oh, I see. Weren't you afraid to sleep in the tent? There could have been some wild animals nearby.
Oh, no. There are no wild animals in the forest there. Except mosquitoes. They were really aggressive to us.
So, you spent a few days in a wet tent, suffering from mosquito bites?
Yes, and my plan was to take a nice break from work. You know how stressful my job is.
Yes, you have to work in the office with figures all day long.
I have to be very careful when I make calculations. Being an accountant means working with financial papers, which is very stressful.
Right, it is.
I thought that camping would give me an opportunity to relax and enjoy beautiful scenery, but alas, it's better to enjoy nature in pictures by famous artists or on TV.
You're exaggerating.
Only a little.
I work for a tourist agency, you know, and we arrange interesting eco trips in the region. Not long ones. For a weekend or for 3 to 4 days at the longest. If you want, I can find some interesting trip or excursion for you for this weekend.
Oh, no, thank you. Besides, it's my grandma's birthday this Sunday. She's invited lots of people, and I need to be there. Not only to celebrate, but also to help her with all the party arrangements.
Yes, I see. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Tina, it's nice to see you again.
Hi, Ken.
You haven't been to the gym for a while. I was starting to worry. Lots of my friends are getting flu now.
No, I'm perfectly well. We were out of the city for a week. That's why I missed our training sessions.
I see. And why are you wet? Is it raining outdoors?
It was. The rain caught me when I was coming to the sports centre. It came from nowhere, very brief, but heavy. And now, look through the window. It's sunny again.
It often happens here in spring. The typical spring weather is very unstable. It may be sunny and quiet, then the wind comes, a shower, and then the sun again.
For me, it's the best type of weather. Changeable and unpredictable. I hate it when we have a long succession of rainy days in the autumn, or constant heat in the summer.
Yeah, spring is my favourite too. It's a pity it's over so soon. In a few weeks, these green trees in the streets will not look so bright and fresh.
Right.
And where did you go, by the way? For a holiday, or was it a business trip?
Neither. We went camping with some friends.
Wow. Where did you camp? How was it?
Well, it was not far away from the city, actually. It would take you about half an hour to get there by car. If there was any road.
Did you walk to the campsite?
Yes, with a heavy rucksack. I felt hot, tired and miserable.
Oh dear.
Then it took us half of the day to set up tents. It turned out nobody in our party really knew how to do it.
Huh.
And to cap it all, it started to rain. And it rained for a few days.
Why didn't you head home if the weather was not good for camping?
My friends insisted that we should stay, because they hoped the weather would improve. But it didn't.
Oh, I see. Weren't you afraid to sleep in the tent? There could have been some wild animals nearby.
Oh, no. There are no wild animals in the forest there. Except mosquitoes. They were really aggressive to us.
So you spent a few days in a wet tent suffering from mosquito bites?
Yes, and my plan was to take a nice break from work. You know how stressful my job is.
Yes, you have to work in the office with figures all day long.
I have to be very careful when I make calculations. Being an accountant means working with financial papers, which is very stressful.
Right, it is.
I thought that camping would give me an opportunity to relax and enjoy beautiful scenery, but alas, it's better to enjoy nature in pictures by famous artists or on TV.
You're exaggerating.
Only a little.
I work for a tourist agency, you know, and we arrange interesting eco-trips in the region. Not long ones. For a weekend or for 3 to 4 days at the longest. If you want, I can find some interesting trip or excursion for you for this weekend.
Oh, no, thank you. Besides, it's my grandma's birthday this Sunday. She's invited lots of people, and I need to be there. Not only to celebrate, but also to help her with all the party arrangements.
Yes, I see. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.